Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The Afghan Taliban says it has appointed a new leader, days after Mullah Akhtar Mansour was killed by an American drone strike in Pakistan. A Taliban spokesman named Haybatullah Akhundzada as the movement's new chief. Here's Sanjoy Majumdar.
He is much more of a religious leader than a military commander, which means he has the moral heft or authority, if you like, to be acceptable to the Taliban rank and file. This is a period when the Taliban finds itself in a bit of crisis. Mullah Mansour's death has come as a major setback to the movement, which was already ridden by factions, and many will hope within the movement that Haybatullah Akhundzada can unite the Taliban rank and file to take on the Afghan government and the U.S. military.
The U.N. mission in Afghanistan says 11 civilians have been killed and 10 wounded in a suicide attack on the outskirts of the capital, Kabul. It said the casualties included employees of the Wardak Provincial Court. The Taliban said it carried out the bombing. Eurozone finance ministers have agreed to unlock another $11.5 billion in bailout funds to Greece. They also agreed to phase in debt relief after Germany's general election later next year. Andrew Walker reports.
This agreement ensures that Greece will be able to make important debt repayments, avoiding what could otherwise have been an extremely disruptive default. For the longer term, there's also an agreement to alleviate the burden of debt repayments to the Eurozone in the coming decades. There'll be no reduction in the amount that Greece ultimately has to repay, but the Eurozone are prepared to extend the repayment period and cap interest rates. The International Monetary Fund considered debt relief essential and is now willing to consider a financial contribution to the bailout.
A lawyer for Nadia Savchenko, the Ukrainian fighter pilot jailed in Russia, has told the BBC he has gone to the Russian city of Rostov-on-Don amid reports that she'll be swapped there for two Russian captured in eastern Ukraine. The lawyer would not comment on the reports in the Russian media. There's been online criticism of a Chinese official who says Taiwan's new president has an emotional and extremist style because she's a single woman. Tsai Ing-wen, who was inaugurated last week, has not yet commented. Michael Bristow reports.
The Chinese official thinks Tsai Ing-wen's personal life has influenced her politics. He said she is the way she is because she lacks the emotional burden of love, the constraints of family and the responsibility of children. He believes that makes her emotional, personal and extreme. But many posted online comments disagree. One called the remarks stupid and offensive. The attack on Tsai Ing-wen reflects the concern felt in Beijing at her election. She leans towards independence for an island China thinks is part of its territory.
BBC News. Trade unions in France have hardened their strike against the government's proposed labour reforms. Workers at the oil refinery in the Port of Le Havre, who handle 40% of the country's crude oil imports, voted almost unanimously on Tuesday to continue their action. The French Petrol Industries Union said the government had authorised the use of strategic reserves. Hugh Schofield reports.
Six out of France's eight oil refineries are now at a standstill or operating below capacity. Around one in five petrol stations is awaiting resupply. The government insists there's no imminent risk of shortages, but there's a powerful psychological effect from all the news coverage of the dispute. The result is that many motorists are keeping their tanks filled as a precaution, creating even more pressure on the system.
The Israeli ultra-nationalist opposition politician Avigdor Lieberman has reached an agreement to bring his Yisrael Beitenu party into government. The deal should see him become Israel's new defense minister. Demonstrators opposed to Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee for the U.S. presidency, have clashed with police in the state of New Mexico, where he was holding his latest rally. Protesters threw burning T-shirts carrying Trump campaign slogans, along with stones and plastic bottles. Police in riot gear responded with pepper spray and smoke grenades. There's been a sharp drop in antibiotics prescribed by doctors in England after a government campaign to cut their use. Figures from the National Health Service show prescriptions were down 7% on the previous year, greatly exceeding the 1% target. Antibiotics overuse globally is causing bacteria to become resistant, making it much harder to treat infections. Those are the latest stories from BBC World News.